Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, absolutely. First, we would like to welcome everyone tonight for tonight's special broadcast, the Christmas Spirit broadcast. And let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this time, this opportunity to come before you and be in your presence again. Anytime, Lord, we can come into your presence, what a privilege, what an honor, what a joy in our hearts and in our souls, oh God, to be able to commune with you. Lord, we love you and we exalt and we extol you. Lord, we ask a special blessing on all of those who have participated and are participating in this broadcast on this evening. Lord, we ask that you move by your Spirit as only as you can. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We welcome your presence and we glorify you and magnify you. And Lord, we thank you for giving us the words to say and speak, O God. Let the words that are spoken this night be your words, the words that you will have the people to hear. And Lord, we prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your word on this evening. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Yes, 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 understood. Truly, let me tell you, this is such an honor. This is such a privilege. I count it an honor and a privilege to have you, Apostle Charles E. Ellis, and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas, founders of Harvest New Life Church, as special guests. Thank you for the opportunity to host the program. Yes. Yes. Truly, it is. Jesus is the reason for the season. And, you know, our scripture text for this evening, you know, is going to be coming from Luke chapter 4, verses 17 through 19, as we stated. But tonight's program is entitled The Spirit of Christmas. The Spirit of Christmas. What does that mean to each of us? Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Deliverance, deliverance. Yes. 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 Amen. Yes, yes. I was going to say, you know, that scripture when you were talking about deliverance and how when Jesus talked about that and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, it is deliverance. He came for deliverance. And Pastor Auntie Patty, I want you to just really tell us in your, as a teacher, deliverance. What does that mean to you? What can we, or what should we be focusing on when it comes to deliverance? Yes. Yes. A release from captivity. And you know, a lot of people, you know, around the holidays, they deal with a lot of different things. And they go through, you know, there's memories and things that, you know, they begin to dwell on the past, and they begin to look at what happened in Christmas's past. You know, that is so poignant when you said, when you think about deliverance, it's freedom. Freedom from what has kept us captive, not just from our sins, but not just our sins, but anything that has held us back. Anything. That is so powerful. Powerful. Yes. Free. Yes. 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 Amen. Yes. 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 Amen. Amen. Yes. 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 And And if you don't mind, I would like to read Luke chapter 4, verses 17 through 19 from the Amplified Classic Edition, if you don't mind. I would like to read that. And it reads, and there was handed to him, to Jesus, the roll of the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened and unrolled the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound." Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. 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 And that is what God does every morning when his mercies are brand new. His mercies are brand new to us every morning. So we have, in a sense, a rebirth every day. And Jesus re-energizes us. He refreshes us, calibrates us. He refills us. He rejuvenates us. And, you know, in the scripture, Jesus said, it is not those who are well that need a physician, but it's those who are sick that need a physician. We are all sick. And you know, we all have fallen short. All have fallen short of the glory of God. You know, that's why it is a constant walking out of our soul salvation with fear and trembling daily. Jesus came for us to be delivered, and not only for us to just be delivered that one time, but to be delivered continually on a constant and continual basis. Because we are striving for perfection. We strive toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Amen? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said Ephesians 1. Let me see. One verse five. Yes, it says here in the Amplified Classic Edition, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted and revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him. And it was his kind intent." Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we as his people are supposed to do the same thing. We're supposed to do the same thing, because he said these signs shall follow them that believe. You know, what are those signs? I'm not sure where that scripture is right offhand, but he said those signs. Yes. 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 Amen. Now it's time to work. Yes. 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 Isn't it, Pastor Patty, isn't it wonderful that no matter what, you know, because Apostle, as you were talking about how we can never measure up to what men expect us to do. Isn't it so wonderful, Pastor Patty, that Jesus accepts us right where we are, and he has redeemed us even in our weakest state? Then he said we are strong in him. Isn't that a beautiful thing? What say you? Yes. 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 And a lot of times we go through the things that we have gone through. When we accept Jesus into our lives and as our Lord and Savior, God uses our lives to reach others in the same position or similar position. And he uses us, a clean vessel, and yet it's so humbling to understand that we are being used by Almighty God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Each one, what does he say? Each one teach one? Each one teach one. Yes. 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 You know, one thing Jesus is such, when we think of him, you know, joy just wells up in me when I think of him. Joy wells up in me because I remember where I was. I remember the things I used to do. I remember the things I used to say. I remember those things. And I see the deliverance. And I thank God. You know, it's almost like when you get into the newness of life in Christ Jesus, because the scripture says we are new creations, new creatures in Christ. Those of us who have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior, we are new creatures. We are new creations in him. He has come in and regenerated us. He has given us himself. So we do not do the things that we used to do. And when we come into the light, because Jesus is the light, it's almost as if we could say, why did I wait so long? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you would say, why did I wait so long? Why did I wait so long to come into the light of the knowledge of Jesus? Amen. Amen. Yep. This little light of mine. Amen. Amen. You know, over in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. There it is right there, Apostle. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart. And you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. He said, for my yoke is wholesome, is useful, good and not harsh, not hard, not sharp or pressing, but it's comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. and my burden is light and easy to be borne. That's it. Amen. 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 Yes. And that is so important for us as the people of God to enter into the rest of God. The rest, you know, resting in him. You know, there's a degree of trust. When you get to a certain level of trust in God, and you know, you got to trust him, but you got to trust him wholeheartedly. And when you trust him, because, you know, we as humans, we have the tendency to say, okay, I'm going to put this in the Lord's hands, but then we pick it back up again. And then we try to figure out how to do it. Stay right there. Amen. You know, the hanger and the aluminum foil. The rabbit ears, yes. Yes. You know, Pastor Patty, I want you to expound on what that rest in God does for us. What does that do for us? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes. Release. Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. 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 And see, that goes right with our Heavenly Father because, you know, when we go before him in prayer and we bring situations to him, and the most beautiful thing is to experience him. The most beautiful thing is to experience him taking care of something for us. And we know that it was just him. And we know it wasn't anyone else but him. When it helps us because when we are faced with other challenges, we are reminded, the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance. And we can say, okay, God did it then. He's going to do it now. God is faithful. I know him to be faithful. I brought this concern to him in prayer, and he answered my prayer. God is faithful. He did it then. He's going to do it now. And not only is he going to do it now, but he's going to do it in the future as well, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. And that builds that trust and that confidence to just know, you know, and it's a daily walking out, because we have to constantly and continually keep our minds renewed in the Word of God. Yes, we have to keep ourselves renewed in the Word of God daily, so that we can remind ourselves daily, okay, God is faithful. He's going to answer this. He's going to do this. It's going to be done. And that's that trust, and that's entering into that rest. You know, I believe that when we enter into that rest spiritually and mentally, it has a physiological effect on our bodies. Our cells work better. Our heart beats better. Our blood flows better. You know, all of the things that the body needs to do performs at peak performance as we walk in that rest and in that peace in God, as we give things to him. Amen? Amen. You know, I wanted to look at Ephesians 1 and 5 again. That is such a beautiful verse of scripture. That's a beautiful passage of scripture, Apostle, that you brought forth. It says, "For he foreordained us before the foundations of the world." Can we really fathom that? Jeremiah 29:11. Let me go there. Let me go there. Jeremiah 29:11. Let's look at that. And it says, "For I know the thoughts." I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final come. That is powerful. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and he is the Prince of Peace. God with us. Yes, expound on that, Pastor. Expound on that, Pastor Patty. Yes. Yes. Whatever the Holy Spirit gives you to say, because this is so good right now. I'm telling you, we are enjoying this. Yes, it's the Amplified Classic Edition, but whatever version you want to look at or bring out, or yes. Yes. Expound on that. Expound on that. Amen. Yes. Yes. We all have purpose. Yes. There is purpose. There is purpose for us. That's right. Yes. 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 And, you know, yes. And Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. He is the hope of an expected end, the hope of an expected future. You know, a lot of people, sometimes we go through things and we, you know, there's a saying where it says you can't see the forest for the tree. You know, when you're going through something, you're so focused on what's in front of you that you don't see the big picture. Exactly. Exactly. But it's our job to refocus. Yes. It's our job to refocus. And it's just like in the... Exactly. Yes, yes. I mean, he's conquered everything. He's conquered Satan. He has conquered him. Obliterate. He has obliterated. Yes, yes. And so it is, you know, it's almost like, if I may go to Luke chapter 2, and we look at verses 9 through 14, it says, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them," talking about the shepherds, "and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people.'" And then he says, "For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah, the Lord." Now, if we skip down to the 13th and 14th verse, it says, "Then suddenly there appeared with the angel an army of the troops of heaven, a heavenly knighthood, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, peace among men.'" Peace. Yes. Yes. Woo. 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 Ooh, reminds me of that verse in I believe it's Corinthians, where it says, "Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it even entered into the heart of any man, the things that he has in store." Yes. Yes, but the Spirit, yes, meditate, yes, yes, of a man, yes, yes. No. And this is why the Holy Spirit is so important. You know, Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit. He told us that God would send us the Comforter, and he would teach us and bring us into all truth. So when we read the Word of God, first of all, in order to get the revelation, we've got to have a willing heart. We've got to be willing to read the word. And we've got to be willing to want to spend time with God and have him talk to us and have him enter into us and teach us the things that are not readily seen. The Holy Spirit reveals the deeper things, you know, the things that are not surface. Yes. Yes. Ooh, how great is our God. How great. Ooh. How great. Unsearchable. And see, God is so inexhaustible. And I mean, when you sit back and we cannot wrap our minds, our human minds, around eternity. How big that is. How much that is. How long that is. You know, we can't even wrap our human minds around the expansion of the universe. How far it goes. We can't even wrap our minds around how many grains of sand is in a handful. I mean, that is, how great is our God? Yes. Yes, because we cannot fathom. We cannot fathom. I mean, he said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. For as far as the heavens above the earth, so are my ways. Do we really realize who we serve? Do we really know who we serve? Yes. Wasn't even written. The word. And see, that's the multiplication. That's the multiplication power of the Word of God. That is the multiplying power of the Word of God, the good news, the gospel. Jesus came for us to be able to receive the good news of freedom and deliverance. Yes. Yes. This is so rich. This is so rich. Pastor Patty, do you have anything you want to just expound on that the Lord has laid on your heart? We only have a few minutes left. I wanted to just, you know, hear what the Holy Spirit will have you to say in this time. All of his names. Ooh. Yes. 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 For we have, yes. No. No. Yes. Why are we celebrating? Truly, this has been a wonderful, wonderful session. This fireside chat, if you will. I truly am so grateful for the opportunity to be able to host this evening's broadcast with both of you. You all are so special. And I thank God for you. I thank God for just him being who he is in our lives. And I just wanted to maybe ask if maybe one of you would be able to close us out with prayer. We've got about 4 minutes or so. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, yes. Amen. Yes. It has been a pleasure, Apostle. It has been a pleasure. Amen. I'll let you do the things that you do. God bless you too. Amen. Y'all take care. Amen.